where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here is an update from Sarnia News Today.
Nova Chemicals is reporting elevated flaring at its Corunna facility after an on-site disruption. It's expected to last 12 hours, but the company says it is working to return the facility to normal operating conditions as soon as possible. Sarnia Lambton healthcare teams are one step closer to filling the need for primary care. The province has provided $910,000 for urban and rural clinics in the county. Half of the funding will be going to the TD Plimpton, Wyoming clinic, which opened during the pandemic. Central Lambton Family Health Team Executive Director Ralph Ganter says this one-time funding will support the joint initiative between the clinics.
Right now, we're only operating 4 hours per day, 4 days a week. We want to ramp that up to at least 6 hours of active seeing patients, at least 4 days per week. We want to incrementally grow it. We hope we can be open Saturday mornings.
The next step is for staff to be hired permanently and to enhance services. Lambton County is the focus for this year's Teen Photo Contest. Participants can submit up to 5 photos online until July 7th. Spokesperson Venetia Campbell says participants should really think about what they want to capture and try it from different angles and times of the day.
Make sure that you're wanting to craft the photograph rather than just walking by something, snapping a photo, and moving on.
Workshops will be held at the downtown Sarnia Art Gallery over the next few months for interested participants. Students from Great Lakes Secondary School will take the stage for the popular review tonight. It's the last night for Back for More in 24. Doors will open at 7 this evening and the performances will kick off at 7:30 at the Great Lakes Auditorium on Murphy Road. Tickets are available at the door for $12. In sports, it's the start of the NHL playoffs today. The Toronto Maple Leafs start their series against the Bruins tonight in Boston. You can catch the game live on CHOK. And the Jays will continue their series against San Diego tonight, and Detroit is playing the second game of their 3-game series against the Twins. Today will be cloudy with a west wind and a high of 8 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, northwesterly winds and a low of -1. And tomorrow, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon, gusty west winds and a high of 13. I'm Lindsay Newman.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.